These are Monday's Manchester City headlines, and Manchester City have again been linked with Athletic Bilbao centre-back Aymeric Laporte, but may try to sign Everton's John Stones too. Laporte, who's 21, remains Pep Guardiola's number one defensive target this summer, as the incoming manager looks to reduce the average age of City's veteran backline. But the Sun claim that Stones, who's also 21, is also in contention and on Guardiola's radar, and that the club will try and pull off an ambitious double swoop that could cost the club some £80 million. City also have Jason Denayer to come back from on loan at Galatasaray, and Guardiola's reputation for promoting youth and sometimes playing midfielders in central defence may also make any double deal sound somewhat unnecessary. Well, Stones has had a tough season since submitting a transfer request in August and seeing Chelsea fail to agree a deal with Everton. City are also tracking a number of fullbacks as they look to phase out Pablo Zabaleta and Alexander Kolarov, with Napoli's Fauzi Ghoulam firmly on their radar. Meanwhile, David Silva has received a pain-killing injection in a bid to help City's title tilt and get it back on track. That's according to sources for Sport in a Storm. The Spaniard has been playing with some discomfort in his ankle for a while and continues to manage the problem. City boss Manuel Pellegrini revealed after the weekend's 4-0 rout of basement side Aston Villa that the 30-year-old has not been able to play at 100%. He had a pretty good game nonetheless, and it's understood that Silva has taken a number of kicks to the problem area in recent years and that had a jab before the recent home loss to fellow title rivals Tottenham Hotspur. Pellegrini had tipped the player to miss that particular clash at the Etihad Stadium, having returned to his homeland earlier that week to speak to Spanish doctors. Silva provided two assists, though, against Aston Villa on Saturday, and City completely trust him to heed his own body's warning signs.